Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Carolyn Yeager with Wednesday's Revisionist Report. The homosexual community has more to cheer about today. A bill to require California public schools to teach the historical accomplishments of gay men and lesbians passed the state legislature yesterday. And supporters call this a first for the nation. The vote in the State Assembly of California was 49-25, and it says without a single Republican supporting it. So that tells me that the Democrats are in great majority in the California State Assembly, to about two-thirds to one-third, I suppose. And also that the Republicans are at least holding out for us on issues such as immigration and homosexuality and some of these very culture-changing problems that we're facing, that the Democrats are just all for and pushing through as fast as they can. Now, this story tells us that California already requires the public schools, and when they say public schools, then they mean from grade school on, the public schools are teaching the contributions made to society by women and by racial and ethnic groups that were historically discriminated against, such as blacks, Latinos, and Native Americans. Now, it said that the supporters of the bill say that, well, we're simply going to include gays, lesbians, bisexuals, and transgender individuals to this. No big deal, right? Well, I say, who are they going to be teaching about as making these great contributions? How about Oscar Wilde? If any of you are familiar with Oscar Wilde and his great accomplishments, he was a writer, yes, and he was quite a wit at the salons, quite a famous homosexual. He was good at entertaining the gatherings of assorted literary and political leaders of the day. He also, I guess, was discriminated against to some degree. But, you know, we can learn about people without knowing their sexual orientation. But now, I suppose, anyone that they can find who has an unusual sexual orientation, they can talk about them and bring out that sexual orientation. This is going to be real good for our kids, right? Well, I better say wrong in case somebody takes me seriously there. It's unfair, said the executive director of the San Francisco-based Gay Straight Alliance Network. She says it's unfair to leave out or exclude an entire portion of our population from history. Well, I've already said, you know, the question is, are these people known in history because of their achievements, or are they going to be known because they're a homosexual, and therefore their achievements are going to be seen as even more important for that reason? Well, you know, I can't answer that. But I think I can see the direction that things are going and what so many teachers will do, because we do have homosexual teachers in the school. So they are really going to love this freedom that they will have to discuss their sexual orientation and attach it to many people who they say were homosexuals, and therefore homosexuals have given us such tremendous contributions in our communal life here, and this will be pointed out. I think I hear the music. It is time, yes, it's coming up. When we get back from the break, ladies and gentlemen, I will continue with this and then go into my main topic for the day.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com. Where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Carolyn Yeager. This is the Revisionist Report on RBN. And I'm talking about this bill that was passed yesterday in the California State Assembly to make sure that the schools teach about homosexuality in the public schools and the contributions made by homosexuals. Now, it was also brought up by this spokesperson for the Gay Straight Alliance, the executive director, which is located in San Francisco, that no other state has passed similar legislation, and that she pointed out that the Tennessee State Senate this year passed a law that would prohibit the state schools from teaching about homosexuality before secondary school. Now, she says, you know, that is not, she's implying that what California is doing is balancing out this kind of reactionary attitude that some states have, like Tennessee, which is a much more conservative state. And I would say that is sensible. It's better if we don't teach about homosexuality in particular at all, but except maybe in health classes or something like that. But this is, at least they want to stop it until secondary school. But no, in California, they want to start early, probably in kindergarten. Now, one of the Republicans who opposed the bill, whose name is Donald Wagner, said that writing these provisions into textbooks, because the textbooks will now be required to have, you know, to give information on this, will further an agenda rather than teach facts, he says. Further an agenda, that's exactly what it is. And when he says, when we do things, we politicize, he said, when we... He means when we, the lawmakers, do things, we politicize them because that's the nature of politics. It says we should leave education to the educators. Well, I'm not sure the educators are so good at it either, so this is a bit of a quandary. But the politicians certainly go according to what is politically expedient for them. And not surprisingly, this bill was written by an openly gay Democrat who represents San Francisco and surrounding communities. And my last comment on this is that it says the California Department of Education has said that because of the fiscal crisis facing the state, the agency does not expect to adopt new textbooks until 2015. So it'll be a while before this shows up. And, you know, I think how interesting, the state is broke and can't afford new textbooks. However, homosexual teachers are not going to waste any time in adding it to their lectures and bringing it into the lesson plans, even if it's not in the textbooks, since it's now approved. I would say back to New York State, there's been a little bit of an interesting story that came up that their new law approving same-sex marriage somehow on the license applications were not immediately changed, so that on Tuesday they were complaining that the terms bride and groom were still being used on the license applications. But now what did they change it to? Well, they change it. The new forms are now available, I think, starting today. And the what they have is you can enter information for bride, for groom, or for spouse, gender-neutral spouse. So previously, they only had bride and groom. So now we have brides and grooms and spouses. So your spouse at the time you get married, I guess, doesn't make too much sense, but what other word can they come up with? And it also mentions that state law requires couples to wait 24 hours to wed, though a waiver can be requested of a judge. So, you know, we have instant marriage. There was a time you had to announce your marriage and wait a certain period of time. If you were married in the church, you had certain things you had to do. And you didn't just jump into it. But now we have these crazy people just deciding on the spur of the moment to get married. And they rush off and they get married. And soon they're getting divorced. And this is all another expense to the states to pay for all this nonsense that these people want to indulge in. Now, another part of this that I have to mention is that Rothman's Men's Apparel Store, notice the name Rothman's in New York City, in Union Square, is very excited about this because they say we've got now a whole other group of people that are not going to be getting married, and we'll be selling our men's apparel to these grooms. They say all of a sudden every wedding party will have two grooms instead of one. So they'll be selling twice as many of their wedding apparel to men as they were before, at least in the large homosexual community in New York City. So that's the way it's going, ladies and gentlemen, and we just have to go along with it. I think, all right. Now, I want to comment on some things that there really wasn't time for on yesterday and Monday's program with Manfred Kleine Hartlock. Richard had called in on Monday about the video of the Jewish woman in Sweden bragging that the Jews were leading the effort to bring a much-needed multiculturalism to Europe, as though all of the different European cultures were not multi enough. But Europe needs African, Asian, and Middle Eastern cultures, which are all Muslim, and mix those in too. So Manfred expressed his familiarity with this, but he expressed some surprise that the Jews were not acting in their own interest in this, because Muslims tend to be quite anti-Semitic and pick on Jewish children in school, you know, Muslims in groups. So, but he did say that he understood this was a part of globalism and the globalist agenda, and he was right about that. I'm not trying to say what Manfred is right and wrong about, because he's certainly a very intelligent person, and I have a great deal of respect for him. But I want to make some points on this. I have a few thoughts. That organized or world Jewry has overriding interests that supersede their interests in individual Jews. That's the one thing we have to understand, that they would go along with something that was causing some individual Jews harm or discomfort or persecution or whatever is not at all surprising. The destruction of the Christian and white Western foundation of Europe is one of the Jewry's overriding interests. Now, to sacrifice some of their people to their larger goal is a common practice with them, and it always has been. They've always been doing that. Now, the same during the Hitler regime, they used and sacrificed Jews in Germany in order to defeat Germany. During the war, when they managed to cause war to break out, they helped send many Jews to concentration and labor camps so they could use that against Germany after the war, and which they did, and because it would help to gain them a homeland in Palestine. So the overriding interest of world Jewry, game plan, you might say, in my opinion, is destabilization. And Manfred brought that out very well and helped me to see that clearly. So that basically it is that no one can make rules or laws against them or oust them, as has happened so many times, as we know. How many times they have outraged the people who they live among, and they pass laws against them, or they throw them out. But these were very stable, religiously stable, politically stable societies and nations, and they want to put an end to that because it doesn't help them. They have their overall plan. Now, they use everyone. There's nobody that's their friend. They use Muslims, they use Europeans, Christians, liberals and conservatives, communists and capitals, and what they call fascists. I mean, they just play one against the other, and they infiltrate them all. They're in there doing their work, and we can't try to make any sense out of it, because as I've pointed out, the only sense is that they want to bring everything down, except and put themselves in a power position. Now, so therefore, this word destabilize that Manfred uses is the right word. That's the right word. I understand that clearly now. This is their MO or method of operation. Therefore, this is what we can look for and know to resist. When we see that what is happening is destabilizing, instead of saying, oh, yay, revolution, we're going to bring down our government. Oh, yay. Oh, we're making a lot of people are making a big mistake with that. And I think a lot of these people are actually agents. They're part of these infiltrators that are in there among us, appearing to be pro whatever they're pro. They're mostly, they show themselves to be pro human rights, and therefore they are against Israel because it's behaving like a Nazi state. That's the way so many of them form it. And so many others follow along with that and are lapping it all up. But this is the trademark, and this is what we need to look for. I need to talk a little bit more about how they do this and who's doing it and so on, but I'm not going to do that right now because I'm not prepared for it. But I will do it maybe tomorrow. Now, more about Muslim immigration to European and into the U.S., should say more about Muslim immigration to Europe and into the U.S. I want to point out something that I didn't have time for yesterday also, and this is some general observations. Speaking of the all-inclusive and or comprehensive nature of Islam, because to me, you see, I've come to this conclusion in myself, that because the Jews are against Islam and against the Muslim doesn't mean that we, then Islam and the Muslims are good for.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesense, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372 or visit terravim.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, we, you know, I talked right up to the commercial break, and that is because the music was like barely audible to me, so I thought it was just beginning. There you go. We just can't seem to get, and nobody's working on this, but eventually, hopefully, somebody will. Now, I was talking about Muslim immigration into Europe and the United States, and that this is a serious issue for us. And just because the Jewish network is against Islam and Muslims doesn't mean that they are therefore buddies, and we should join with them because they have their own plan against us. Now, I'm going to talk about a few things here. The mosque as a community center. We have, again, we don't see this too much here in the U.S. I'm going to focus more on the U.S. in a little bit. But right now I'm back into Europe where the Muslims are a serious problem. And because of the numbers and the birth rate, and therefore it won't be long. It won't be long before they are in a majority, in control. So now, what commonplace is the mosque? You know, there is this, there are these complaints about all these mosques being built. Well, the mosques show the nature of Islam. The mosque is a community center, not just a church, as we know churches in Christianity. And it includes all social focal points. Not only is it a place of worship, but it has the school, the Quran school, and the Quran kindergarten. And if possible, it has shopping center in there or shopping going on. It has the doctor's office, even the hair salon, if it's reasonably affordable. So it's like a community in the mosque. And the people live around the mosque, the Muslim people. And the purpose is clear, that the Muslim community, and I get this from Monfort's writings, decouples as much as possible from the unbelievers. That is, they want to keep to themselves because basically of their religion and their belief that they are contaminated by Western society. And yet they come here to live, and they bring their families and they grow their families, but they don't want to assimilate because it is not clean enough for them. You know, it's not what they believe. And so they're a very separate society. Now, Jews do this too, I think, not to this degree, but I have read stories where they're building their communities. They build these special residential communities, but in these the gated communities, and they're just for Jews. And then inside, they have the synagogues and they have schools from grade school all the way up through high school, if they're the bigger ones that have more money to spend. They have activity centers. You know, they plan everything together. They trips and so on, and they have all the amenities. No doubt, they have hairdressers and all of that. All there, so they don't have to go out and mix with the Gentiles, and yet they have positions of great influence and authority in our Gentile society. So, now I've also been to Hindu temples, and they seem quite unchurch-like to me. I visited a Hindu temple once outside of Chicago, and I was quite excited because I expected it to be something that it wasn't, and it was kind of a unkept place inside. It looked very nice on the outside, but inside it seemed kind of messy and a little bit junky. But also, it's a big, big area, and people do all kinds of things in there, and it's kind of like a place to hang out for those who are Hindus. Well, that's certainly all right, but what we find is that we have all these people coming here, and they want to continue their own way of life here in America. This is in America and in Europe. Now, there's something called the Turkish Project, and I looked that up, but I think the main thing that affects us and what I'm talking about is that it seems like Turkey is funding synagogue building in Germany. And probably elsewhere, but mostly the Turks go to Germany, and they are the big problem in Germany, and they are wanting to build lots of synagogue building. I mean to say mosque building in Germany, and that's how they get the money for all these mosques, because it comes from outside. It doesn't come from the Turkish people who are living in Germany. They are funded from their home, you know, well, from Turkey and probably whatever other groups. Heck, maybe Jews are funding that too. That wouldn't be at all surprising. Now, another thing about this is that Turkish President Erdogan is quoted as saying that assimilation is a crime, meaning for Turks. Therefore, the goal must be the Islamization of Germany. So there are Turks who say they are Germans. This is something I brought up with Manfred. It bothered me that there are Turks who say they are German, but they won't sing the German national anthem. So, you know, if you won't sing the German national anthem because you are loyal to your own home country of Turkey, then, or even your parents or your grandparents' home country of Turkey, then you're not German. So this is all real difficult. We're going to another break. And I have a call from Dave from Massachusetts, and we'll take Dave's call when we get back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you or someone you know suffering from high blood pressure, cholesterol, or chest pains? Are you looking for a more natural way to overcome these health challenges? Extendovite is made from herbs known to help with these symptoms. Made from garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, and four other herbs, Extendovite goes to work detoxifying heavy metals and killing fungus and virus to enhance your overall health. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, let's see what Dave from Massachusetts has to say. Hi, Dave. How are you?
Nice to hear you, Carolyn. I'm doing fine today. You know, in this Patriot movement, or whatever you want to call it, Carolyn, you know, let's call it the Patriot aspect of the alternative media. There's several talk show hosts, even on RBN, and I won't mention them by name because it's not necessary.
No, please do not.
Yeah, it's not necessary anyway to make my point, but it's very clear that they've been hoodwinked or they've been deceived into this notion that somehow the more Islamic America becomes and the more we throw our lot in with the Muslims, that somehow between the Christians and the Americans and the Muslims, somehow we're going to be able to throw off this burdensome yoke of Jewish supremacy over us, to throw off the Jewish mm-hmm. power and tyranny mm-hmm. off of us. But I'm not fooled by it, Catholic, because I know my history and I know Muslims and the Jewish policymakers in Washington, they know their history and they know Muslims too. And this is how it works, that if you study history, the Muslims and the Jews, when the going gets rough, the Muslims and the Jews, they form very, very easy alliances against the Christians, because the one thing that although they seem like enemies and we're being given this false Hegelian dialectical choice that we must either choose the Jews and the Zionists or we have to choose the Muslims and Islam. I call them Mohammedans, to tell you the truth. I call them the damn Mohammedans, but that's another story. But anyway, Carolyn, if you study the Crusades and you just study history, the Jews and the Muslims unite against the Christians because they both, the thing they have in common is they both detest the Christian triune God, like this concept of the Holy Trinity, that God is three persons.
Yes,
The Muslims and the Jews, they hate that concept, and that's their common bond, that they easily, because they're both very strong, strong monotheistic religions that totally reject the concept of God being in the nature of a triune being or three persons in one, a Holy Trinity, and all this sort of thing. They hate that concept. So these Jewish policymakers in Washington, they know exactly what they're doing, sending our guys over into the Muslim world to get swatted, and at the same time, they're flooding us out with these Muslims.
That's a tremendous contradiction. And why aren't these people addressing that? Well, they're not. And what bothers me, one thing that bothers me is when religion becomes uppermost and everything is considered. I agree with what you're saying about that. But, I'm a nationalist, and I think we should be thinking in terms of what's good for our nations, not thinking in terms always of religious issues and fighting these religious battles. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, Calvin. Yeah, in other words, we have principles that we should adhere to, American principles, and one of them is freedom of religion. And so long as anybody that, is legal in this country and goes through the proper legal channels, they have the right to practice their own religion in America, so long as they're loyal to America.
But also, as Americans, as America, we have the right to restrict immigration to the people that we think will best fit in with our nation and fit in with our principles, as you say that, and our entire system. And we're not doing that. In fact, they went the other direction and said, we want to bring in more third world people who are very, very different from Europeans, and we want to bring in more of these people and less of the European people, and so that we can have, well, a multicultural society. I mean, and yet we've all seen now that it's not working anywhere. It doesn't work well. And I'm going to go into that now with a story from an article from Frosty Wooldridge. So if you don't mind, then I think you made a very good point, Dave. I really appreciate your call. I'm going to say a little something here about Denmark, that they recently stiffened up their border security. And the EU, of course, is giving them a hard time because the Schengen Agreement, which is something that the EU put through, guarantees free movement throughout the EU countries. But the in Denmark now, the what they call it, the permanent customs control in Denmark, and it's said to be that the liberal conservative government is doing it in payment to the Danish People's Party, or a right-wing party, for supporting them. Looks like I've run into my commercial again.
When big news breaks, the Mohammedan under arrest in connection with the murder of an 18-year-old.
Samuel Fujita ignored reports.
Mohammedan.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Well, I thought that was. I'm hearing things, you know. I'm just hearing things. I hear my music when it's not there. I don't know what's going on, but I'm not imagining it. All right, so this is the long segment we're in, and I have quite a bit of time left yet. So so this party, this right-wing party, was needed for the liberal conservative government to rule. I think that's a good system they have. We don't have that where you have coalition rulership if you don't have enough support. But we just have, either goes to the Democrats or the Republicans. It simplifies it, but it leaves a lot of people out altogether. So this party wrung this from the liberal conservative government. They call it liberal conservative. That's good, isn't it? And so they have instigated this new border controls because they want to control who's coming into their country. But, of course, as a member of the EU, the EU says, well, you can't do that. And so we'll see what's going to come from that. There's a lot of talk and discussion going on about that. Now, I said I was going to use the rest of this time to talk about what this means for the United States of America. We've been talking about Europe and what's happening with Muslim immigration into Europe and saying, well, Americans don't really see the Muslims as a problem. Well, not yet. But there's an article by Frosty Wooldridge, and I think most of you are familiar with him. It is entitled Devolving America into Parallel Societies. And I have another caller, but I'm going to wait a little bit and see how far I can get with this. Frosty writes, nobody really wants to speak about it, let alone write about our pending ordeal. We are turning America into parallel societies, he says. That condition stampedes toward us faster than anyone understands or comprehends. That's for sure. Once it is completed, we will all become victims. When he says we, he is really talking about what he considers. And Frosty is a good guy. He is a good man, and I think most people recognize that. He doesn't hate anyone. He's not a racist. He's not an anti-Semite. He's not a this or a that. But he does love his country, the United States of America, and he sees what's happening to it. And when he says we will all become victims, well, I think he means everyone, but certainly the white founding race of this nation. And he goes on to say, he quoted something from a T.R. Kelly, but I'll just say how he interprets it. He says, in other words, the United States of America finds itself being turned into a polyglot of societies with no national allegiance or identity. This is the destabilization, folks. And he says, he's always brings up the facts, and he has sources for them. 3.1 million legal and illegal immigrants annually, with their 900,000 births each year, are on course to add 72 to 75 million immigrants by 2035, which is a scant 24 years from now. And this is a source from one of those immigration websites, Citizen, whatever it is, I forgot. Anyway, So I'll just skip ahead a little bit. He says today, he talks about Europe. He says today, France can no longer claim to be French. Great Britain can no longer enjoy being British. The same goes for Norway, Belgium, Holland, Germany, Austria, Canada, and Australia. These are all our white countries. But they're not allowed to be what they were. Other countries are allowed to be what they are, but not our countries. He says, via their massive immigration policies, they have created parallel societies. No Frenchman dares or chooses to venture into the 70 no-go zones dominated by Muslim immigrants around Paris. Just around Paris, he says there are 70 no-go zones, just around Paris, made up of Muslims, where Frenchmen cannot go, do not dare to go. London, England, he says, also features the Muslim zone and the British zone. Again, the British will not go into the no-go Muslim zone in London. It's not safe. None will speak or write about it, he says, but 95% of the rapes in Norway and Sweden are committed by Muslim immigrants. He has a brother, Rex, who lives in Bergen, Norway, for 25 years now, and his brother sent him these figures from a recent news report. And he says, of course, the Muslim imams, is that how it's pronounced? Imams, their priestly class, so to speak, immediately called the reports racist and bigoted. Of course, if you ever say anything about Muslims, the Muslim leaders call it racist and bigoted, just as the Jewish leaders call anything said about Jews racist and bigoted. No difference there. And he says anyone who has watched honor killings to the tune of 5,000 Muslim women per year are killed by their husbands or brothers. He's saying that 5,000 Muslim women per year are killed by husbands or brothers. And so he says that women possess few basic rights within Islam. He says where Sharia law dominates, women do not have any rights to education, free speech, boating, driving, walking outside, or wearing clothing of their choice. Muslim men prove brutally abusive. Well, we're told that that this doesn't happen in America. Muslims are not don't behave this way here. Maybe they're behaving that way in their own Muslim Middle Eastern countries. But Frosty says that he's not going to talk about America. He says America breaks down its basic cohesive fabric. Think about those words. We need cohesion. Everything needs cohesion, but we're breaking down our cohesive fabric by importing millions of immigrants that cannot inculcate nor adapt to Western free thought education and loyalty to the American way of life. And he says there are four competing tribes, the blacks and the whites. And then he says, he talks about the black-white issue that's been going on for so long, and it has never been conquered by education, the Great Society, or any programs to erase it, you know, to help the blacks. It remains that the blacks are on a lower level, living standard level, because of no matter how much we try to bring up the blacks, it doesn't work. So he's talking about the two tribes, the black and the white, in this country. And then he says we've added the Mexican Hispanic. And he says the Mexicans will become the dominant tribe by 2050. And he says you can already witness the parallel societies developed in places like of Mexican Hispanics, developed in places like Los Angeles, Miami, New York, and Chicago. If you're a Caucasian American, try to walk down those streets in their neighborhoods and feel welcome, meaning you won't. Now, the fourth is, he says, the growing Muslim tribe, and it may prove to be the most destructive. No country in Europe has maintained itself or its culture and language in the face of the Islamic onslaught. Muslims don't assimilate, he says. They don't learn the language. He says they separate as well as force their customs and language onto the host countries. Muslims are more aggressive than we realize, although many do not behave that way and don't even want to be that way. But the overall goal is what asserts itself. So ironically, of course, he says they outbirth host countries and begin to dominate simply by population numbers. Now, he goes on to say some more things about honor killings and illiteracy, and the welfare that all these people are on, far more than white Americans. Although things are changing, because as white Americans get pushed out of their roles and their jobs for these other people, they're probably going to be on the welfare more eventually than anyone else. So he tells us we should go to Numbers USA, and we should look at a couple of videos, and which you can find, I'm sure, there. And that is a good idea, because I have to say that immigration, if we look at what's really happening, we have to admit, you know, I look at other things, but immigration really is the most serious, pressing problem that we are facing in the United States of America today. In spite of all the other things that so many of us like to talk about, this is the one that is moving so fast to change our population, our demographics, and our the whole nature of our country, that we are really if we don't get serious about this and put our attention on this, it will soon be too late for anything. And this, he says, what needs to be done immediately is a 10-year moratorium on all immigration, legal, illegal, whatever. You know, and we need to enforce English as the only official language, so that you cannot, if you cannot read, write, and speak English, you cannot get a driver's license or any welfare, food stamps, or free medical care. And to use E-Verify, says we need to employ only American workers in all jobs, not employ foreign workers unless all Americans are working and there's still jobs that need to be filled. I assume he would add that. And no more birthright citizenship. This is very important. These are all very tough problems that some people are working on. But most people think, you know what they think? They want to be nice. They're too nice. You know, we have become too nice to survive. Well, I've got this caller. I'm going to take the caller. It is, where's my Skype? I've got three callers now. Well, E.T. from New Mexico. Hi, E.T.
Hi, Carolyn. I lived in Southern California for a while. I'm originally from the East Coast, and I love the Mexican people. They're lovely people.
Agreed. Very much agreed. I lived among the Mexican people for quite a long time myself. But they were way down south in Mexico. A little bit different.
One of the situations, though, with this massive immigration and just, you know, opening our borders to the south is we get all these people who know nothing about freedom. They don't know how to live a free life. They don't know what freedom is. And we cannot, and it just dilutes the population and it dilutes the our ability to create a front, you know, a solid front against the oppression and tyranny that's coming down on us. And, you know, we're not enough, because, you know, these people come from other countries and from Russia or China.
Uh-huh. All right. Looks like we have to stop for the break, although it seems a little early, but we'll take you when we get back.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back for our final, rather short segment, and we have E.T. on the line. I think he's still there. Would you like to finish what you were saying?
Basically, this massive immigration, I mean, we cannot, it's just like we've just become a big bewildered herd in this land of confusion, and we cannot present a unified front against this tyranny and oppression that comes out of the district of criminals.
That's right. Exactly. Very good. Well, I thank you for that. You know, I'm going to, that was very good. We'll stop with that. I'm going to move on to Scott in Wisconsin. Hello, Scott.
Carolyn, it's a blessing to hear you talking about Muslim. I have studied this deep, okay, and I'm here to say I'm with the good Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of the Father of the world, first of all. What we got to understand, the Bible says to love our enemy, but it says to feed and water, pray for them, but it says don't hang around them. Now, I'm not saying there are few Muslims that are on with Jesus Christ, but I will tell you this. There's two big boys. One is Jesus, and the other one is Muhammad. Muhammad didn't walk on water. Muhammad didn't die on the cross. Jesus Christ arose from the grave, and he died on the cross. And what we have to understand, it isn't that we don't love them. We love everybody, but we hate the sin. And
okay.
This is very dangerous.
Scott, I'm gonna move on to another caller because I appreciate your call. I don't like to get into too much religion on my program, although I understand what you're saying, and I think you've made a very good point here. But I think we need to keep it a little more on the political base and not so much as competing religions on the religious basis because everybody has their own beliefs. Thank you very much, Scott. Call again, and let's take Paul from New Jersey.
Hello, Carolyn.
Hi, Paul.
I want to point out just one other group that I think Frosty Woolbridge didn't touch in his article, and that is basically Asian, and that would be from either China, you know, India, Japan, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
They generally have higher IQs, and so than the other immigrant groups. And so they're going to basically be the ones in the technocracy to, again, displace white engineers and whites in the upper realms of society. So if whites in the upper classes think they're not going to get displaced by immigration pressure and competition, the Asians are going to be very fit competitors. Likewise, they're going to have identity issues also with their home countries. For example, if we go to war with an Asian country, these Asians are going to have, again, dual allegiances issues, and then we may have to intern them again like we did in World War II. And so the whites are getting pushed from all over, from all different angles and directions, and I think the former caller, Scott, better realize Christianity is not the solution for any of this because the solution is going to be basically a white nationalism. And basically, like I advocate, ultimately the seizing of military might or through physical force. And I model it basically, we have to become basically American Nazis. And we have to be brave enough to basically be that way outwardly. And I see the problem partly in the patriot movement. They're all afraid to be white nationalists. And a lot of them are take sides with the Muslims, like
okay.
Over at Rick Adams.
You know, Paul, you really brought up some good things. I'm going to pick up on this tomorrow. So listen in, and you might call in again tomorrow, and we'll talk about what Americans need to do and how we need to look at it. All right, that's all for today, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for listening. Come back tomorrow.
Ever climbing.